Hey, what is going on, everybody? Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. Welcome back. We're back, and I hope everyone's enjoying their week so far. We're in the middle of the week. Happy Wednesday. Check it out, you guys. I got a very important topic to talk about today. The power of being yourself and why it's so important to be you and be the authentic you. So stay tuned. That's coming up on Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. Oh, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back, Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. Hey, I got a good show for you guys today. It's all about, you know, the importance of being yourself, you know, the power of being, just being you, being the authentic you, and how important it is to be you. You know, don't change for somebody, or don't change for other people. You know, people, they're going to like you for either you, or they're not going to like you at all. Don't change to try to make somebody like you. You know, that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that I used to make in life, you know, and it, up until recently, to be honest with you, you know, I always try to please people and you know, be you, you know, because when you're not you and the person who you may have changed for sees the real you, you know, they may not be with it. They may not like who you are as a person. And if somebody doesn't like you as a person, that's fine, you know, but that's why it's important to be you, be yourself. Don't change. Don't act like somebody you're not. Let the person who you're getting to meet, you know, let them know, like, hey, this is me. This is what I'm about. If you don't like it, well, that's cool. But it's better to just be you right off the bat, you know, and don't. Don't change for other people. That's so important. You know, we have all had experiences, you know, where we felt like a fish out of water, or we were swimming against the current. You know, things were just not going. Things were just not going well, you know, or as well as we would like. And we had to stop. We had to reevaluate. And we had to regroup. You know, chances are many of these situations are just a result of unrealistic expectations that you had of yourself. You know, everybody's different. Whether you are a comedian, you know, a nerd, a great cook, an athlete, you know, all people have their own niche in life. You know, and finding out who you really are and embracing your uniqueness, you know, is a healthy way to live your life. And once you discover who you are, you know, you will find confidence in learning new things, visiting new places, you know, and meeting new friends and meeting new people, you know, but you always be proud of who you are, and you will have enough self-confidence to deal with all life throws at you. And I can't express that enough. You know, be proud of yourself. Be, the past is the past. You got to move on and live in the future. You got to continue pushing forward. You know, what happened in the past happened. You know, and unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about the past besides do better things. And if you made some mistakes in the past, well, that's fine. You know, that's totally okay. Learn from those mistakes and continue to move forward. You know, this thing we call life, nobody said it was an easy thing to do, you know, and that's why we have friends, and that's why we have things to keep our minds busy, things that we enjoy doing, you know, to try to get our minds off the negative stuff, you know, and it's 2023, and there's so much negativity. And I used to be that person with nothing but negativity. But when I get around people that are just thinking negative because something, like, I get it. Something tragic or bad happening in your life, and all you can think about is, my life sucks, I can't do it anymore. Well, stop. Stop. Reevaluate the situation that you're in and make it and turn that negative into a positive and make the situation, as bad as the situation may be, take a deep breath, relax, and turn that situation into something good. Think of something good and say, you know what? This is just a setback. I'm going to continue fighting for what I want. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. And I don't care if somebody agrees with me or not. You know, and I've always said it in my show, you know, people who love you and truly care for you are going to support the decisions that you make no matter what. You know, no matter what. You have to keep pushing forward and keep doing what you want to do in your life. You know, and realize what you love. You know, think deeply about what you love in life and the people who surround you. You know, and although the world might seem like a disaster, we all have people and things that matter to us a great deal. And you need to ask yourself, what do I love? You know, and make a list of those things that fuel your happiness in life. You know, and focus on the things that you love and that will inspire your heart. You know, and your heart and your soul. You know, and thereby gaining insight to those things that bring you the most enjoyment. You know, acknowledge your accomplishments. Remind yourself about all the times that you were proud, succeeded, or overcame great odds. And think about what you did to make those times successful and why you think they are accomplishments. And in doing this, you will realize what inner strength that you have. You know, and what behavior did you exhibit to reach success? You know, were you calm? Were you cool and collected? Or were you confident and cocky? You know, think about your behavior will reveal who you truly are as a person. Or, okay, how about your actions? Did you take initiative, collaborate, or discover something different from everybody else? You know, find out what kind of person you are, a leader, a follower, or a team player. You know, and I know I've always been a person growing up, you know, I never took the initiative, you know, and I never leaded people. I always kind of, you know, followed. And towards after high school, you know, that following got me into some problems. You know, I was just following the wrong crowd. And you know, and that's nobody's fault but my own. But today in the world that I live in today and the way that I live my life today, I definitely consider myself a leader, you know, and I want to show people how to treat other people and let people know that life is hard, but we're all going to get through it. You know, we'll all get through it, and that's a fact. No matter what happens in your life, you've got this. You have this. You do what you want to do. You be who you want to be. Don't listen to what other people have got to say, because that doesn't matter. What matters is you. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. Not think one, not think two, you. This is your life. You live it the way you want to live it. And by being your true self, you will discover so much more great things about who you are. And it'll open your mind to doing better and being a better you than you are today. I always strive to be better than I am today. You know, and I encourage everybody to just doesn't matter what anyone's got to say about it. At the end of the day, it's your life, not their life. You know, and another big one, you know, is discover your purpose. You know, and this is probably the toughest thing to discover, simply because many of the things we do in life are to avoid judgment or receive favorable judgment. Try the best you can to think about what your purpose is authentically and honestly. You know, and start by making a list of everything you would do, everything you would say, and go if you never had to worry about what other people would think about. You know, and by connecting these dots, you will be on the path to discovering your innermost wishes, dreams, and your greatest personal values. And another way is to take tiny steps towards your purpose by eliminating those things in life that provide obstacles to self-fulfillment, you know, while adding things that aid you in the pursuit of your passions. You know, and one thing I want to say about that right there is start off with people. You know, start off with people. People who try to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You know, you need to cut those people out of your life. I don't care if they've been in your life for months, days, years, decades. If they're your true friends, you know, they're going to support you in anything that you want to do. They may not agree with it, and that's fine. But have my back. You know, give me the encouragement that I got this. You know, you got it. No matter what happens, you got it. I believe in you. Saying that to somebody, you don't understand how much more confidence that will give that person. You know, a simple gesture like that will give that person so much more confidence to continue to do better and strive to complete their goal that they have set for them. You know, and that's the number one thing that I would recommend everybody is cut out those people who they may have. And I know this is could be hard to do at times, you know, because these may be people that have been in your life for a long time, you know, and have been your friend who you may consider family. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you do consider that friend part of your family, they should automatically have your back. No matter what, they should automatically have your back. And if they don't, cut ties. Cut ties. Because you need positivity in your life. You need other people who are positive in your life. And that's truly, that's one of the things that I would definitely recommend for the first one by doing that. You know, don't let other people get in your way. You know, and remove the red tape. And the questions like, what if I fail? Or what if I don't like it? Instead, take action and try new things. You know, that way you get out from in front of yourself and pursue your true purpose in life. And don't struggle to find the one purpose in life. You know, rather live a passionate life to live your life on purpose. Nobody can really claim that they are good at one thing. Good parent, excellent coach, perfect coworker. Nor should you claim that you only have one purpose in life. Imagine that. Just live your ideal life, you know, and imagine that no matter what you do, you would be guaranteed success without the threat of failure. Finding the answer will help you discover the life you really desire and visualize this life and set out to achieve it. Ask yourself, what would I do if I won the lottery for millions of dollars? You know, and this is a good way to kind of fantasize about your life because it would be financially secure. Therefore, you can uncover all the things that you really want to do with your life. You know, and if you win the lottery, what kind of person would you be? How and where are you living? You know, what is your profession? This is an opportunity for you to think limitlessly about your life. You know, by winning the lottery, you remove all the boundaries and obstacles to your dreams and your desires, and you find out what you truly would like to do with your life. You know, and answering these inner expectations will help you work towards finding out what would make your life ideal. You know, and indeed, instead of putting the life that you desire so far out of reach, try to overcome the negative voices that stop you from going from here to your potential dream life. You know, find your inspiration. You know, of all the movies, the sports, the musicians in the world, who inspires you the most? You know, and what qualities do they possess that you admire the most? You know, and I want to kind of talk on this a little bit. And, you know, if those are who are on my Facebook page, and if you're not, you know, go to Facebook, search Big Rob's Positivity Podcast, join the page. It's an open group for everybody to join. And most of, you know, there's many people that I definitely, you know, celebrities, whatever, even people who aren't famous that I look up to. But one person who I really do admire is Steve Harvey. And he's a comedian. You know, he hosts some shows on TV. But I listen to a show every morning, you know, every morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I share a bunch of stuff on Facebook that, you know, his motivations. But, you know, Steve Harvey, he came from a poor family. You know, he was homeless for years before, you know, he got to where he is now. And there was actually this one, I can't remember where I think it was on his show on TV. Matter of fact, that I saw on Facebook. And it was his birthday, and his wife had set up all bunches of surprises of his hometown, his mother's house. And in that, they did all that, and then at the end, they had two people who came up after, and on the TV screen, you know, not on the show, but on the TV screen. And these two people, I don't exactly know how much money they sent him, what they did, but these people helped him succeed and helped him get to where he is today by taking him in, giving him money. You know, they believed in him. These people didn't really know who he was, but they believed in him and helped him get to where he's at today. And, you know, when he first seen these people, man, he just started bawling because they saved him. They saved his life. He got to where he is today because of these people. And he's always sharing stuff about, you know, not giving up. Life is hard. Keep going. Don't worry about what other people have got to say. You know, and just listening to him every morning, you know, it gives me that hope and that confidence to keep doing what I'm doing because I'm doing a good job. And if people don't like what I'm doing, that's fine. But keep your negative energy somewhere else because I ain't got time for it. And that's how you should look at life. You don't got time for somebody else's negative energy. You know, and I've said it before, you know, if there's days where people are in a bad mood. There's days when I'm in a bad mood. But it's not fair to release your bad energy and your angerness. I don't think that's a word. Anyways, your anger, your frustration. Don't put that energy on somebody who's having a fantastic day. Don't be that person to ruin their day. Not fair. Not fair. If you're having a bad day and you don't do good talking to people when you're having a bad day, take the day for yourself. Just do what you want to do. Be you. But don't ruin somebody's day because you're in a bad mood. You know, and just listening to him, if I'm having a rough morning or if I'm cranky in the morning, you know, he gives me that motivation to make today a great day. And that's how I look at life every morning. I wake up, make today great. I'm very cranky in the mornings. Very, very cranky. Trust me. But, you know, I'm slowly starting to work on, you know, just getting up. I'm not saying I'm in a bad mood. I'm just, morning's not my time of day. And, you know, but I get up with a positive mind, energy, and I'm ready to make the day good. And I'm ready to spread my positivity all around throughout my day, make people laugh, crack jokes back and forth. You know, that's just because that's who I am. And I will continue to be that person because that is the authentic me. And I enjoy doing that. And if you don't like me for who I am, I don't know what to tell you. But that's just who I am. And I'm not going to change anything about who I am. You know, you either like me for me or you don't like me at all. And I never used to think like that. Never, ever, ever. But that's just the way I think now. And that's the way everybody should think. You are you. Be you. Don't change for somebody. And don't let somebody try to change you. You know, because like I said in the beginning of this show is, you know, you change for somebody and they like that person who you're acting like. And then one of these days, you know, they're going to realize that that's not you. And they may not like the person who you really are. And it's important to always be your authentic self. Don't change. Be you. You know, and that's definitely one person that I look up to is Steve Harvey, you know, and you know, just find the person or people in this world who inspire you and discover why you admire them. You know, you might find that they possess many of the same qualities that you have, but were able to go above and beyond, you know, their fears to succeed a larger stage. You know, and the person who inspires you the most doesn't have to be famous. Like I said, they don't have to be famous. You know, it could be a friend, a family member, a teacher, even someone who you work with. The point is that they accomplish something in their life that you admire and want to emulate. You know, and living authentically is their only choice. And it can be your choice as well. You know, and it's important. It's just be you. Be the authentic you. You know, and in the end, you know, the greatest knowledge gained is that one where you get a sense of who you really are and your ability to achieve your internal passions will determine whether you reach your potential or not. You know, and if so, you will open many new doors that will enhance the quality and purpose of your life. You know, being true to yourself is a long, lifelong practice. You know, and it requires commitment and moment to moment as you grow and evolve. You know, the answer to what is true for you always exists at the core, you know, of who you are. If you give yourself space and time to just listen, you know, and when you're being true to yourself, you are completely honest with what you feel, you know, and deeply value and desire it, you know, and it also means, you know, communicating your feelings wholeheartedly, both with yourself and others, and allowing your truth to flow through you and into the world. You know, and to know your truth fully, express it authentically. You first, you know, you need to cultivate a deep and trusting relationship with yourself. And ultimately, you know, this begins with awareness of your thoughts. And as well as of your whole body experience and how you interact with the world each day, you know, and by learning to pay attention to your deeper senses and feelings and cultivating greater awareness in your life, you can establish a strong connection to yourself and feel confident in knowing what it is deeply, what it is deeply, knowing what is deeply true for you. You know, be yourself, be you, be who you want to be, do what you want to do. Can't nobody tell you no. And if you have people that are trying to tell you that, hey man, I don't think that's a good idea, I don't think you should do that, get rid of them. You know, and it's so important to have people to help you push forward and people to have your back. You know, I'm not saying you can't do it by yourself, but it makes life a whole lot easier when you have a support system. And it makes life a whole lot easier when you have friends and family who will push you to do better and help you succeed in life. You know, they're not going to do it for you, but they will give you that guidance, that motivation, that positivity. Kick out the negativity, bring in the positivity. Be you. People don't like you. Oh, well, it's who you are. And just don't try to change for somebody else, because why? Why? There's people out there that'll like you for who you are. And there's people that'll not like you. And you know what? Fine. Don't like me. But when you don't like somebody, you know, ain't no reason to bash their name. Ain't no reason to make fun of them. Just don't associate yourself with them. That's it. You know, but at the end of the day, you have to be who you are. Truly are. And that's so important, and I don't want you guys to forget that. Be the authentic you, and don't let anybody try to change you or make you different. Or tell you that anything like that, because it's not true. You know, you're great. Everybody's got potential. Everybody has a purpose in this world. If you have found it yet, keep going. And if you haven't found it yet, ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, you got years and decades to work on it. Shoot, if you're 51 years old and you still haven't found your purpose yet, ain't nothing wrong with it. Keep going. It's there. You'll find it. I promise you'll find it. You just got to put in the work. Life's not easy, but life is, you know, life is life. Positive mindset, positive attitude, and you'll be just fine. Be the authentic you. Don't change for anybody, you guys, and I will see you guys next time on Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. Stay positive.